Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Syndicate, baby.
That's right. From the talented jazz trumpeter and big band leader Derek Gardner, we begin a brand new episode of Neon Jazz. Show number 695, to be exact. That was Derek with the big band with the title track off his latest 2020 CD, Still I Rise. This cat was inspired by the finest hard-blowing funky bop bands of the 60s, and he spent his busy career working to extend that great tradition as a composer, arranger, performer, leader, and educator. He quickly made his mark upon arriving on the New York jazz scene back in 1991. There he began a top-flight career that has taken him around the world, performing internationally with the Count Basie Orchestra, Frank Foster's Loud Minority Band, Harry Connick Jr.'s Big Band, the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra, and so many other outfits. He's been all over the world and played with so many legends and luminaries, and during an interview with Derek in the summer of 2020, he opened up about why he loves being a musician.
It's the most satisfying and gratifying thing that I could ever think of doing. It's a total enhancement of the creative spirit of a person for me. And you get to feed off of the energy of the people that you're performing for, and you get to really see how effective your music really is.
One thing that we need to let you in on before we move forward on this episode, we caught a very busy and talented Kansas City jazz pianist, Jackie Myers, at the French Market in Kansas City on March 27th, 2021, and it ushered the revival of live music that is happening now here in the spring, and it was refreshing to see those guys out there.
Yeah, speaking of spring, we were ready to spring. About the time we started loosening the hold this thing has had on us, and things are starting to ease up, is what I mean. Yeah. We're leaping on live concerts like, you know, ugly on a gorilla.
It's like that scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure where all the animals just start going out. Like,
yep. It would be like a beach of pigeons going after a hot dog.
That's right. So let's have a listen to Jackie doing her thing live. What a great show. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town playing the Gigs Live 2021 style right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Getting into the jazz that you dig the most. From one of the most impressive cats to ever come out of Kansas City, here's the groundbreaking saxophonist Logan Richardson with the tune Light off his latest sonically rich 2020 CD, Afrofuturism. It's a great sound. It's great to hear him back. This is quite a CD.
Thank you. Logan Richardson. I'm living in Paris now, but definitely anytime I come to the United States, I make sure to tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
that was the always cool vibraphonist. We love the vibes around here,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
And he is a tunesmith, Mr. Matt Moran, joined by his trio with the tune Ripples off the 2020 CD Return Trip.
I'm glad to see somebody keeping the... You know how they say the oboe is barely breathing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the diehards... You know, yeah. And as far as keeping the vibes going,
man,
I'm grateful to the man.
Oh, man, I love that. And there's a lot of them out there. Matt has had a career that exists in diverse musical environments, from chamber music to jazz to Balkan to folk, and he enjoys educating the people. He has released 10 albums as a leader and performed on nearly 100 by other artists all over the map. And we talked to him here on the show, and he had some thoughts on the revival, that post-COVID-19 world we all crave.
It is. Obviously, a real pressure cooker in certain ways that's letting people really appreciate what's good in their lives and probably feel very in excruciating ways what's bad in their lives, you know. I've lived through other traumatic events here in New York City. I'm thinking of September 11th. There are ways in which it shakes people up to take necessary action to realize and value the things that are most important to them.
One of the teachers that Matt learned from and grew quite a bit from was the great veteran Jay Hogard. And as we get into the 2008 tune Solar Power, listen to Matt explain.
He was my first real vibes teacher. I had about 4, 5, 6 months with him before I left high school and went to Berklee College of Music when I was 17. While it was a very short period of time, was a very influential person on me. Thank you.
is tenor saxophonist Grant Stewart from New York City. You're listening to Rise and Shine on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was the Toronto saxophonist Grant Stewart with the tune Like This off his latest 2020 CD, Rise and Shine. He moved to New York City at the age of 19 and studied with the masters Donald Byrd and Barry Harris. Man, right there. Sometimes when I hear the kinds of musicians that teach other musicians, it's just no wonder that they're as good as they are.
Explain that a little bit. Expound on it a bit.
So, for instance, Barry Harris, the history and the lore that he has, the fact that he has lent his knowledge base to these musicians is amazing. And what he's given to them is just stellar.
Yeah. And I've seen that in all forms of music.
Yeah.
Not only handing a little of their legacy down to another person, but then handing it to them to make it into something that they, adding their own personal touch.
Absolutely.
And then owning it.
Yeah.
And then passing it on to others.
That's the beauty of jazz, is that torch that gets passed on from one generation to the next. The thing about Barry Harris, I heard from the great Maxine Gordon, the widow of Dexter Gordon, Barry has been putting on a lot of virtual educational sessions for these kids. And he's been very active during this pandemic doing that, which is wonderful. You would figure at his age, his acumen with technology is low, but he's really reached out to learn it. And it just is a testament to probably his whole career of learning new things and being stellar at what he does.
I told somebody just the other day, I was unable to pass trigonometry.
Right.
But the thing about it is that I finally did well, got a good grade in it when it was applicable to something I wanted to do.
That's it. That's the key.
As a technician.
Yeah, that's the key. And that's probably what Barry did. All these years, he didn't need to do it. But when you have a pandemic, you have to do something.
Yep.
You know, so they just take that knowledge and move on. As we mentioned, Grant learned from some great cats, and during a recent interview with the show, he's a great guy, man. He talked about the value of art, not just jazz, but all of art. It's good. Have a listen.
I hope people realize the importance of art. I mean, because most people are getting through the pandemic by watching movies and listening to music and all these things that, you know, people, I mean, I think that today, especially the last generation or so, looks at music and movies and stuff that should be free. You know, I don't think they realize the value of these things.
So we need some Lady Day around here.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday had quite a sailor's mouth.
Oh, Sarah Vaughan as well. They could have been sisters. They kind of were.
They probably were, yeah. All of them were.
In terms of the people that Sarah admired, Billie was one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Kit and Caboodle. Billie Holiday, here she is with her sassy ways with the tune Don't Explain. And that's us explaining as we move on around here.
Explain that.
Explaining.
I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Fire, don't explain. What is there to gain? Skip that. Don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures. All my thoughts of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong, don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain. My yours, love, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures. Nothing reads above you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry love to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong, don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain, my life, yours, love. Don't explain.
This is Adam Shulman, jazz pianist from San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
Thank you.
That was San Francisco area pianist and composer Adam Schulman with his septet with the 2022 Nickel and Dimed off the 2020 CD West Meets East. And he had some great thoughts on this 2021 revival that we are all firmly within right now. Have a listen.
One of the silver linings I feel about this epidemic is that, you know, it's caused everyone to stop in a lot of ways. I mean, not every, you know, a lot of people are still out there, you know, working hard. And for a lot of people, me included and musicians, it's kind of a time of self-reflection and stopping. You know, I'm hoping that people will recognize the importance of the arts and of music and jazz.
From the proverbial jazz son of Kansas City, here's Bird with Bird of Paradise as Charlie Parker flies next here on Neon Jazz.
Love it.
Denmark, Copenhagen. I'm a tenor saxophone player. You are listening to Through Time and Space with Anders Best and the Bastards on Neon Jazz Radio.
Thank you.
That was the Latvia-based saxophonist and composer Anders Bass with the tune South of North Dakota off his 2020 LP, Through Space and Time. And I got to tell you, this cat reached out to me and mailed me a copy of this album on vinyl, and it's a tasty listen, and I want to say thank you for all of these international cats. I'm always so grateful when they send the music over.
Yeah, you handed me a CD here the other day when we were recording at your place. It's good.
Yeah. And that's the thing, these musicians are putting out such stellar music, and the fact that they're so good about getting it out there, the least we can do is profile the good work.
I'll give it this, since we're all sort of we've been in lockdown, there's been plenty of time for, creative thought.
Yeah, absolutely, and for us to have new music to listen to. If they can't go out and play live, these CDs and albums are like live performances.
Yeah, lock me in a room with a few ideas. I'll come out with something if I've nothing else to do.
That's right.
I think that's most of us.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. And it's good that we've had this revival. That's the one thing I did want to mention. You know, we focused on 2020 so much. We're moving on to 2021. I'm going to try to come up with some more hopeful epitaphs about the world that we live in and the fact that we're coming out of this. And we need to live, man.
Yep, we start actually holding hands again.
That's right, like the Coke commercial. Buying everybody a Coke. All right, from a father...
Sellouts.
That's right. From a father of sorts in jazz, this is the legendary pianist, bandleader, composer, arranger, and educator. We just spoke about him, Mr. Barry Harris, taking us out into the proverbial sunshine with the tune 79340 off his 2008 CD, For the Moment, as we're ready to pull the shades down on this hour of sunny jazz. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with numbers and music, and he knows trigonometry, and he does it well, Mr. John Christopher.
Well, you got to know them angles, buddy.
All right, reach out to us. We're always here. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We're here for hugs. we would dig it the most. All right, yes. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.